You know, the Democrats try to think of themselves as the party of the working class. However, man, are there a lot of working class people angry today, union people angry today, because the president told Congress, to intervene and prevent a rail strike. Now, the rail strike would have been devastating to the country. Up to half of our freight, the things you find in grocery stores and box stores and everywhere else, move on freight trains. $2 billion a day would have been lost if the strike had come to fruition. But there's an old law, I think it dates back to the 1920s, the way I read it, that the government can come in and prevent that from happening. You see, four of the 12 unions rejected the deal that Joe Biden took the victory lap on and told everybody he had solved the rail strike back in September. He hadn't solved anything except the problem about the midterm elections and a rail strike at that point. That's all he had solved as a political move. It had nothing to do with what was good for everybody. And now the Democrats have voted to move the rail strike into the history books because it'll never happen, all right? It'll never happen. The 1926 Railway Labor Act provides the outlines for this. At any rate, they are forcing the rails to stay going. They're forcing the union rank and file to take the deal. They get three unpaid days for medical purposes during the year and seven more sick days during the year. That's it. That's what they got. Plus, there's some money involved, some different things. But it's interesting that all the union people vote for the Democrats, and the Democrats, given a chance to vote for the union, say no. Boy, is Bernie Sanders angry. Angry. He's just so angry his hair's messed up. No, really. Really. All right, so Sam Bankman-Fried, or is it Fried? This is the guy from FTX. This is the guy that was the second biggest donor to Democrats, only to George Soros in the 2022 midterm elections. He gave something like $40 million to the Democrats. He took this FTX crypto Ponzi scheme and took it himself in a personal net worth of $16 billion to zero in 5 days. Yeah, the biggest crypto Ponzi scheme ever, from what we're reading, and lost billions of dollars of other people's money as well. Well, he's not in the United States. You see, he lives in the Bahamas, basically. And he's still there. Well, he surfaced yesterday. He surfaced yesterday on TV to talk about what had happened. This 30-year-old whiz kid who took everybody for a ride. If that were you or me, we'd be in handcuffs in a federal prison right now. But he did get $40 million to the Democrats. Anyhow, Byte 15, listen to this.
Right now, are you in the Bahamas because you think you can't leave?
No, I'm in the Bahamas. I mean, I have been in the Bahamas for the last year, and you know, I've been running FTX from the Bahamas. You know, I've been running FTX Digital Market, our you know primary operating entity down here. You know, with you know Bahamian regulators and you know others in contact, and you know, right now, I'm looking to be helpful anywhere I can with any of the global entities that. You know, that would want my help.
Do you think you could come to the United States or go elsewhere?
I to my knowledge, I could.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine being so? Now, here's the question. Was it dishonest? Was it incompetence? Don't know. Sam Bankman-Fried doesn't think he's done anything wrong, by the way. And nothing that he has done will land him in jail or even in court. If that's true, Sam, why don't you come back to the U.S.? Let's talk about it. Here is the rest of his comments. Listen.
How concerned are you about criminal liability at this point?
So I don't think that, I mean, obviously, I don't personally think that I have, you know, but I think the real answer is that's not, it sounds weird to say, but I think the real answer is that's not what I'm focusing on. There's going to be a time and a place for me to sort of think about myself and my own future, but I don't think this is it. Like, right now, I mean, look, I've had a bad month. This has not been any fun for me, but that's not what matters here. Like, what matters here is the millions of customers. What matters here is all the stakeholders in FTX who got hurt and trying to do everything I can to help them out.
Oh, he's had a bad month, all right. Quite a bad month, all right. It's the whole place laughs at him. I mean, what a joke, right? What an absolute joke. If that were you or I, and we'd gone to our neighbors and said, hey, I want this and I want that, I want to do this and that and this and that, and I'll pay all these people, y'all be wealthy, and we'd be where we belong, which is in prison. Because that is where that guy belongs. All right. Here's a little something for you to support the American farmer. By the way, talking about this a bit yesterday, farmers facing higher interest rates and more uncertainty than ever because of the inflation created by Joe Biden's reckless policies and the reckless policies of the socialists. So when I say this, I want you to pay particular attention. The holidays are here. You still have time to stock up with PatriotFoods.com. It's American farmers only. American farmers only at PatriotFoods.com. Mix and match fruits and vegetables, deli meats, cheese, steak. Plus gifts, candles and soap and other great American-made products. Make the holiday special with the convenience of shopping from home with PatriotFoods.com. If you use the promo code AMERICA, you can save 10%. And if you spend $100 or more, shipping is free right to your front porch. You can have hand-picked Fuji, Gala, and Honeycrisp apples, fresh Michigan blueberries. Again, use the promo code AMERICA to save 10%. And if you spend more than $100, your shipping is free. It's all at PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com. Be a patriot this Christmas with PatriotFoods.com. I'll be back. I put off making the call for years. I knew it had to be done, but I thought it'll go away with time. But every time it rained, it came back to visit me. Take my advice. Call Bluebird Foundation Repair and Waterproofing. The good people at Bluebird have been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are crawl space and waterproofing experts. Take it from me. Waterproofing my basement changed the feel and livability of my house. Go to BluebirdCFW.com and schedule your free estimate. That's BluebirdCFW.com. The perfect flannel does exist. Let me introduce you to one of my all-time favorite brands, Muskox. Muskox, a Michigan company, makes the highest quality men's flannel. Heavyweight and built to last a lifetime, these flannels are 100% cotton. So soft, you have to give them a try. Perfect for everyday wear, working on a job site or just getting outdoors. They're an ideal holiday gift. Muskox also donates $10 for every flannel purchase to Alaskan wildlife. Go to GoMuskox.com. That's GoMuskox.com.